In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 128. Which are the 12 fruits of the Holy Ghost? The 12 fruits of the Holy Ghost are charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, and chastity. Next to that list of the 12 fruits of the Holy Ghost, you see a tree with a number of apples on it. This is a reference, at least in one way, to something our good Lord taught us that was recorded in the Gospels. And that is, he gave us something that really anybody can use to judge whether or not something is good. He said, "You'll know a tree by its fruits." And above all, the fathers of the church teach that the fruits to which he was referring are these 12 fruits. Let's go into them with some detail here. First, charity. And this, of course, is different than the theological virtue of charity. But charity is the love of God for all things, above all things, for his sake, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, for the love of God. Joy, which is gaudium in Latin, is the realization that the source of my joy is God, the result of self-sacrifice. Pleasure is the result of self-indulgence, but joy is the result of self-sacrifice. Peace is the third fruit, and that is the tranquility of order. Knowing that God is in charge of everything. It is the agreement of human will with the will of God. That's what brings about the peace. Patience is the fourth one. It is a fruit that endures hardships caused by another person in conformity with God's will. That is, that endurance is with God's will. And to endure without sadness or resentment. Benignity is sympathy and concern for the needs of others. Goodness is loving others because they are created by God. Long-suffering refers to the patient endurance of trials. Mildness is gentleness, but not weakness. It's power and strength under control. Faith is loyalty, keeping our promises to God and neighbor. Modesty is conforming our speech, dress, and actions to the will of God, and it inclines us to avoid what can be offensive or even scandalous to others. Continency is self-control regarding sexual thoughts or feelings. And chastity, which is the highest of all of these, directs our sexual powers to honor God and our spouses. So those are the 12 fruits. When you need to judge some movement, some organization, and even a person, and keep in mind we have to make judgments all the time, a number of times, every single day, that when we make these judgments, we can use these 12 fruits. So, for example, if somebody says, well, there's this new organization, or we're forming this organization, and you start to see that the thing has no peace, and very little benignity, or mildness, or faith, there you have your answer. You know a tree by its fruits. Question 129, what are the Beatitudes? The eight Beatitudes are, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Beatitudes are eight roads to perfect happiness. They are the standards or rules Christ sets up for his followers. They are just the opposite of the standards of this world. Those who live by the standards of this world are really living pagan lives, even though they may be Catholics in name. Only those who try to live their lives according to the Beatitudes are really Catholics in practice. So let's look at this comparison here. I'll read it, page 67. Blessed are the poor in spirit, that is, those who love the humble condition of the poor. That's one of the standards of Christ. The standards of this world is be a successful man, that is, one who makes a lot of money. Blessed are the meek, for the standard of Christ, the standards of the world. Get things your own way. Blessed are they who mourn, for the standards of Christ, and the world says we have a right to enjoy life. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after justice, that is, not after the things of this world, but the grace of God and all that goes with it. But the world says, love the things of this world. Blessed are the merciful, but the world says, get even with those who hurt you. Blessed are the clean of heart, that is, whose hearts are clean of desire for pleasure and desire only God. But the world says, seek pleasure of all kinds. Blessed are the peacemakers, but the world says, quoting Cain, my brother's keeper. Blessed are they who suffer persecution, but the world says, avoid all suffering, and if it comes, then complain about it. The Beatitudes cause a certain amount of suffering, but they lead to great happiness, even here on earth and to heaven afterwards. Whereas the standards of the world may give a certain amount of pleasure, but they lead to unhappiness, even here on earth, and to hell in the next life. I recorded a number of series of sermons on the eight Beatitudes, and if you would like one of these, do contact the parish office, and we'll get you a copy.